Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Right now, the nephew is here. You hear him with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, nephew? You don't do this, I know. You're not that stupid. I know.
No, really? Okay. No, you can't be complimenting no people and they standing right there. You don't do that. You just, yeah, you wait. I mean, you know, you don't.
You wait. Wait for what?
Wait for love.
Listen, the prank today, that's not my business right there. I'm not going to get into nothing that's not my business. Listen, the prank today is catering mistake. Catering mistake, all right? All right, right when you think Tommy did it all, Tommy done some more. This right here is the catering mistake. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tammy, please.
This is she.
Hey, Tammy, this is Dexter over here at catering. We catered your Aunt Bridget's.
That's right. How you doing, Dexter? It's good to hear from you.
Okay, good, good. I'm going through the paperwork here, and I know we have an invoice for you all. I wanted to reach out to you. This is not a bad time, is it?
No, this is a good time.
Okay. So, first of all, did everybody enjoy everything that we put out for you guys?
Yeah, we had a good old time. My Auntie Bridget, she was so happy. There was no better way to bring in her 60th birthday party. We had a great time. The food was delicious. We are so grateful. So thank you so much. You and your team did a bomb job.
Okay, good deal, good deal. I was here when they loaded up the van and everything, and I wanted to make sure, I wanted to follow back up. But listen, I'm looking at the paperwork, and we had a little mishap. And I wanted to let you know that we're not going to charge you guys for the chicken because they made a mistake and they put the wrong pan on the van, and they I noticed that the chicken was actually still here. So we want to take that off, and that won't be on the invoice. So I'm taking all the entire cost of the chicken will be completely taken out. Okay.
Real quick, let's back up a bit, because we had a lot of people at the party. We definitely had chicken. We had chicken.
Yeah, I know you ordered smothered chicken, but like I said, the guy put the wrong pan on the van, you know, and actually the smothered chicken was actually still here, at the shop. So, you know, like I said, we made a mistake. I'm going to take it off, and that'll probably knock knock a couple $100 off of you all's price.
Hold on, Dexter. So what are you saying? So what were we eating if it wasn't smothered chicken? What was it?
Well, Miss Tammy, like I say, I got on this kid for making this mistake. I got on him real bad about it, but putting the wrong pan on there. But like I say, what you guys had was a chicken.
What was it, though? That's what I'm asking you. What was it?
Actually, what he put on there by mistake, Miss Tammy, that was rabbit.
What? You can't be serious right now. Are you out of your rabbit mind? Are you serious? You're calling
no,
me to tell me that your team put the wrong tray on the truck and then served it to my family? and you're trying to call me about $200? Are you serious? More than that? You owe me more than that. You don't know who the is allergic to that, and you're calling me about $200? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I wanted to credit you all that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it ain't gonna be no credit. It ain't no credit. You mean credit? Bridget could have died. My auntie could have died. Lucia, we got kids in there. You don't know our dietary needs. Are you crazy?
Well, I mean, but you say you liked it, though.
It don't matter if I liked it. I can fall out tonight, stupid.
Oh,
I'm getting
okay.
A attorney. I'm done with this. This is stupid. And who the want to eat Bugs Bunny? Does that right to you? Huh? Are you stupid? I'm so annoyed right now. Seriously. So we ain't no woods people. We ain't no country people. Wrong with you.
Okay, but y'all liked it though, right?
No, but you gonna like my foot up your though. That's what you gonna like. I'm gonna be there later, cause your is stupid. Your is stupid. My foot gonna be up your and your gonna be hopping around like a rabbit. The rabbit that you served me.
Okay. Let me ask you this here now. Ava, Miss Ava is your mama, right?
What the my mama got to do with this rabbit? What she got to do with this?
Okay, see. Your mama got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Baby, tell me, your mama Ava got me to pray for you.
I am so sorry. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so
my God.
Ate chicken in.
Said,
good morning. This is crazy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all are gonna get it. This is crazy.
Oh man. All right, Tammy, tell me this, baby. What is the baddest, yes, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You all right, baby?
Oh, yes. I'm just so glad I didn't have rabbit. I'm so glad.
You know, we kind of got the rabbit mixed up with the, you see what I'm saying? And it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But the rap is good. But the rap, what? Carla, it can happen.
Know your entrees. Know your food. It's too much. Your protein. Get it together.
Who don't like the rabbit? The rabbit is good.
Yourself a caterer.
Yeah. Come on now.
It's going down this weekend. The nephew is on his way. Matter of fact, let me show you how I laid this thing out, man. I'm getting smarter as I'm getting older. That's a good thing, I would hope, right? Friday night. Five shows this weekend, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the Improv, okay?
Okay.
Friday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. One show, 7 o'clock. But I don't know if y'all know in the stand-up business, that second show on Friday, them people crazy. So I just shut it all the way out. Mm-mm.
So you eliminated that show?
I eliminated it, okay? One show Friday at 7 o'clock. Now, watch me, people who... Okay. Who in this age bracket, watch them Saturday. Guess what time the first show start? What time y'all think?
7.
Matinee?
Yeah,
5. It started at 5.
Happy
first
hour show.
At 5. second show at 8. Okay? What does that mean? 10 o'clock, I'm back at the hotel. Yes, we are finished.
In the bed.
We are done. It's a wrap.
This is grown folks' business weekend, okay, in Milwaukee. This is grown. Okay, let's go to Sunday. What time does the show start on Sunday, Carl?
2.
No. Close. Brunch. Close.
11 a.m.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock p.m.
I was
on
close.
Sunday.
I was okay.
What time is the second show, Shirley? Second show on Sunday. First one at 4.
Okay, I'll say about 6, 7.
It's 7. Well, I tried to get that 6:30. I tried. 7 o'clock. What that mean, Carla? 9 o'clock. Back to the room. There we go.
How old are you?
Hey, old enough to change my schedule. That's what I'm old enough to do. It just like that.
Everybody at your show on medication. They got to get out of here. God, they got to be gone.
Laying in the cut, February the 8th. Everybody in Memphis, Tennessee, get ready. The nephew is coming to town. Been a minute. Soundstage, Graceland, baby. That's right, Graceland. You don't want to miss it. The nephew is coming to Graceland, Soundstage, Memphis, Tennessee. Tickets on sale right now. Yeah, back up in Memphis, baby. Mm-hmm. At the Peabody, watching them ducks cross the street right up in there. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and if you say don't start shouting out your best barbecue place, cause then you know it'll be a problem.
All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.